Hugo's Hayward, writing about the island, said that he found one woman shopkeeper who wouldn't sell a good two-thirds of the jugs she had in stock because her late husband had been fond of them, while another one wouldn't sell most of her pots for fear she'd need them someday. It's really a lovely place. We've even got products down here, would you believe it? Esther Marjorie Evans brought Nescafe. She said, I'm not going to miss my good cup of coffee. No siree. I'm going to take my Nescafe. And so she brought a big jar, said she was going to send me some up. She's staying in another place. She brought the Maggie's Bouillon Cubes. Of course, there isn't any place in the world where Nescafe and Maggie's Bouillon Cubes wouldn't be a good thing to have around, when you come to think about it. There's no food in the world that wouldn't be pepped up if you just put a Maggie's Bouillon Cube or two in, especially if you're making casseroles. And I imagine they have lots of casserole dishes down here with seafood and stuff like that. Maggie's Bouillon really, really peps them up, and it's a good thing to have, you know, if you've done a lot of sightseeing and come in tired. Good cup of Maggie's Bouillon. And Nescafe, I don't have to say from this distance how convenient it is. The fact that you don't have a coffee pot to wash or grounds to throw away if you use Nescafe. Save my soul, I can't imagine why people don't use every one of my products. Maybe I'm a little partial to them, but they're so good. Now, you hear people talk about boughten bread. And when they do, I say, well, enriched Tip Top is a boughten bread. And it isn't made by Grandma's hands, but we've got a gentle kneading process that really copies her old methods. And I think it's a good bread and a good tasting bread. Of course, it's got the stars on the end of the wrapper to point the way to better bread. And then we've got, well, our Stollmeyer meat spreads that are so useful in these days when meat is expensive, and the Stollmeyer meat spreads are inexpensive, and yet they have the stamp of Stollmeyer on. That's a name with great integrity. Stollmeyer ham, Stollmeyer tongue, Stollmeyer corned beef, Stollmeyer liverwurst. All four of them really good. And how could you make a better gingerbread than you can make with Dromedary gingerbread mix? George Washington Mother's own recipe that we've got, that Hills Brothers have. I sound as if I own the whole thing, but it's just the same as if I did. And you save 40% of the cost of materials. If you got them all together and made a gingerbread, and it would cost you 40% more, and you might fail. And I don't believe you'd have as good a gingerbread. A lot of you wouldn't, but some of you cook better than others, after all. Some of you cook better than I do, but even Vincent can't fail with Dromedary gingerbread mix made of the finest ingredients, including the very finest cake flour that there is. We've been having a lot of fun about Ranger Joe honey-flavored popped wheat. I don't know why the very name of that cereal seems to interest people, and I'll bet we'll have it in the Virgin Islands before we're through. Everybody's curious about it. I describe, you know, the honey-flavored coating on the popped wheats so that when you put the popped wheats down into cream or milk, they don't wilt away. I was doing it to the Navy base the other day. Commander Harmon, well, he laughed a little at me, but I could tell that he was really impressed by it, and I'll bet the minute he gets back to New York City, he'll be hunting it up. It's a different cereal, and one you'd like very much. I haven't seen any noodles at all yet. But you know what my favorite noodles are? Goodman's famous pure egg noodles. I can just see them now. Nice, you know, they never cook up soft and soggy. They just cook up exactly right. And then you put butter on them, or you put cheese or tomato sauce, or you can have a meat sauce. And they're simply delicious. Made of hard durum wheat. That's why they don't cook squashy. And of the very finest egg yolks. That's very important, you know, and I make sure they are the finest by going around and tasting them occasionally with Mr. Eric Cohn.